welcome to the Tales from the Lone Box podcast. This is episode 133, comic book, movie, and TV news. I'm Chris Mosby.
I am Caleb Gerard.
And I am Murray Fox.
And you killed my children. Again.
You didn't kill your children? Yeah. I hear
you. It's a weekly thing.
Weekly thing? Okay. Are we ready to... We're going to start off with the world premiere and with commentary of the first Guardians of the Galaxy trailer. Are we ready?
Sure.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, press. And it's queuing.
There we go. Turn down the volume on mine.
And we see some guy about to steal something Indiana Jones style, looks like.
It is totally Indiana Jones style.
And he picks it up, and people come in.
Yep, they come in. No problem at all. Star-Lord.
Who?
Star-Lord. I still like the intro of the Marvel comic books flipping.
Yeah, that's cool. And notice that it took me a couple watchings to notice that that's the Nova Corps looking at Jim.
Yeah. Oh, you're so smart, man.
Is it really?
Yeah, look at the...
They got little Nova symbols.
So. Yeah.
And there's Rocket. Look at that. That's
yeah, I know. It's a raccoon, man.
This was a great way to introduce them.
Mm-hmm. It is. The usual suspects way.
And it's a tree, yeah.
This is hilarious.
Yeah.
The middle finger.
Yeah.
I didn't know how that worked.
Yeah, I didn't know how that machine works. Yeah. You got the Beatles reference there. I'm walking across the deal.
Oh, I didn't catch that either. Wow, look at you, man.
Well, I've watched it several times the last couple of days. Apparently he doesn't like it when people mess with his headphones. And that's Carrie Gillian. I just remembered.
I'll leave me.
Sorry. They call themselves the Guardians of the Galaxy. A bunch of a-holes. That's a great... Great choice of music, too.
Well.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
I'm curious, and I know it's still, you know, 6 months out, but how are they going to tie it into the Marvel Universe?
Well, if you watch the second Thor movie... thing at the end, you saw a brief second in that trailer with a guy that had gray hair and little mini looking glasses.
Yeah, the collector.
Right. They had a snippet at the end of Thor 2 where Sif and somebody else took something to the collector to hold on to.
Yeah, it was that junk from the dark that they were using in the dark world. That's Loki and whatever. Not Loki, but the bad guys were using.
So yeah, so he's going to be in there too, and I have a feeling it's going to have to do with something with that the collector has. So that's how they're going to tie it in.
Well, it would be interesting.
And of course, at the end of the Avengers, you saw Thanos, and you know they have fought Thanos before, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm just curious if they're going to have some, you know, if any of the Avengers characters are going to cameo. Because at the start of this current series, the comic book series, Tony Stark was a member of the Guardians for the first issues.
Yeah, they decided that he's like, hey, I'm going to go to space for a while.
Yeah.
Let's see.
So real quick. I took the time to do this, so bear with me here. So I looked at the history of the Guardians of the Galaxy. They've been around since 1969.
Yeah, I knew it was in the 60s.
45 years old. Whoop,
whoop, whoop.
Okay, then. Created by writer, listen, you'll like this one, Murray, Arnold Drake.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And penciled by Gene Colan, who I don't generally think of as a superhero artist.
Yeah, he's kind of weird.
Gene
Colan has never been my favorite artist, so. But anyway,
I like it. Were they in Defenders or before that?
Before that, they first appeared in a cameo in Marvel Superheroes in January 69, and then a couple of issues of Marvel 2-in-1, and then Defenders,
right,
in 1975, and then they'd had some team ups with Captain America and the Thing, and then they all took on the Badoon, and then they showed up to beat excuse me.
Huh. All right there, man.
Yeah, lovely.
Okay.
To take on Korvac, which of course led into the Korvac saga.
That was a good one.
In Avengers.
I need to get a trade of that. I read that somewhere once.
And then they kind of fell off the face of the planet for a little while. And the thing to note is that they were, in a way, they were kind of Marvel's answer to the Legion, which they were, you know, a future... Mm-hmm. Set in the future with a bunch of different aliens teaming up together to beat the bad guys. So they had a mission as opposed to the Legion, which was very just kind of going out there and doing good deeds. The Guardians were out to beat the Badoon, who were the big bads in the 31st century. And that went on for a while, and then they ended up getting stuck in the 20th century, and then we got a reboot with Jim Valentino doing writing and... art chores for a while, and we had them tooling around the galaxy for a while. They even had a spin-off series for a little time, and then that went away, and then Keith Giffen and company brought them back in a way with Star-Lord when they started doing the Marvel Galactic stories, out in space when they were fighting the Phalanx and the Kree and stuff like that. And then Andy Lanning and who's the sidekick? Abnett. sad story there too. When they were still working together, they brought them back as an official team in the War of Kings and a couple of those Galactic miniseries that Marvel did.
I'm still trying to collect all those and read them all in order.
There's some good ones. There's some good miniseries that were tied into that. And the one that spun out that stuck for at least a while was a Guardians of the Galaxy series with Star-Lord. It had Star-Lord, Bug, Cosmo the dog, Mantis.
I remember that.
Drax was in there. Gamora was in there. This is where they kind of made the buddy team of Groot and Rocket Raccoon. Kind of,
you know, oh, yeah.
Buddy there. We had Moondragon was there. Adam Warlock was a member of the team for a while. Major Victory, they brought him in. I just don't quite remember how that happened, but he was all of a sudden a member.
Yeah.
And then
Justice League?
That's right.
Isn't there a Major Victory in the Justice League?
There was a guy in the yellow suit. That was just Victory. Wasn't that just Victory?
I
don't remember.
No, I'm thinking of another guy.
Major Victory, the guy with the flag on his... The Captain America knockoff.
Wasn't that...
Major Victory. That's what Lance Astro, or Vastro, or whatever. Vance Astro.
Astro.
Yes. He changed his name to after he got the Captain America's shield in the future.
But Murray, you're right. There was a Major. The guy who
was General Glory, was that his name? Is that what I'm thinking of?
Yeah, that seems like it. I got the first trade of that Valentino series the other day. I used to have all those issues, and I divested myself of all my Marvel. That's one I wish I'd kept.
Maybe you're right. Maybe it was General Glory, Murray. I don't know. Whatever. But no, not whatever. That's a good point. I mean, maybe It's another one of those, the name is similar, like Guardians of the Galaxy, mm-hmm. as opposed to Guardians of the Universe over in DC.
Exactly.
So then that series ended with the death of, actually the death of Star-Lord, as well as Richard Rider, the Nova of that time.
Yeah, both, I didn't know that. That sucks.
They both went and took down the evil Adam Warlock. And saved the galaxy, because they were guardians of the galaxy. And the team wandered off for a while, and then they came back recently, rebooted by Brian Michael Bendis, which has actually been a very good series, starring the ones that are going to be in the movie, which is no shock there. It's got Drax, Gamora, Groot, Rocket Raccoon, Star-Lord.
I read like one or two episodes of that and got behind on it.
Tony Stark, Iron Man in there. He was off gallivanting around the universe. And then recently, and this is kind of cool, they introduced Angela from Spawn.
Yeah, they did.
The big, very controversial, in the real world, character, Angela, because there was all the legal wrangling with Neil Gaiman and Todd McFarlane as to who owned the character.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they finally took joint ownership and handed her off to the Marvel Universe, where she is now hanging with the Guardians of the Galaxy. And actually, Neil Gaiman co-plotted two issues of the current series with Bendis. And for those who are DC fans,
mm-hmm.
Kevin Maguire was invited to draw an issue recently of the series starring Angela and Gamora.
Really? Cool. Perfect.
Yep. It was lovely.
Mm-hmm.
This was after Maguire had that very disagreeable split with DC over Justice League 3000.
Yeah.
And Brian Michael Bendis, or Bendis, was just... He has always said he's a huge fan of the guy, wanted to work with him, and this was his opportunity, and it was a good issue, it was well written, and it was beautiful. So
sweet.
And this series...
Sorry. You hear the beeping?
Yeah, something's done in the microwave.
No, that's the laundry.
Oh, well, your laundry's done.
Okay. Thanks.
And switch it to the dryer. And the current team is very much in line with the movie cast that's mm-hmm. coming up here, which is no shock, because Bendis is, you know, that's his thing. Hollywood is his thing, and he knows a good thing. He knows an opportunity when he sees one. He was very vocal back when Marvel screwed up and didn't do any tie-ins for the original X-Men movie.
Oh, yeah.
He was not a happy camper about that, but he's... publicly, and so now he makes sure that they do stuff for all their movies.
Yeah.
And I am totally amped about this movie just based on the one trailer.
Yeah, it's sad that, even though it was almost identical to what they did in the Legion, the Advent and Landing stuff in the Cosmic Universe, that Cosmic Annihilation and the other, it was Annihilation and Annihilation and Conquest. I have the trades of those, and it was a real good series. And a lot of those characters came back around that time. And I guess apparently they ended all of it with War of Kings, which I didn't realize Richard Rider had got killed. And I haven't been reading the Nova series, I've read the first couple of issues, but I don't know, I got off of it for some reason, probably because of the price. I need to catch up on that, because I love that crap, so... But I'm really amped about it too. I don't know.
Oh, and real quick, Captain Carol Danvers and Flash Thompson are going to be joining the team here in the not too distant future in the comic book. So.
Really, Carol? I knew Carol Danvers was. Flash Thompson, really?
Agent Venom.
That's right. He's doing. He doesn't have the symbiote. He just kind of runs around with guns, right? Or does he have
a symbiote? He has a symbiote.
Okay.
That's the only way he can run around.
That's right.
Oh, that's right. He's crippled, isn't he? I remember that from the Spider-Man comic. Oh, there is... so if you go to the Marvel's YouTube site, they have maybe 30-second snippets of each character from the same, you know, they take a little bit expanded view of what they do in that, you know, talk about each character in the full trailer, and then they cut and talk to the actor or actress.
Nice.
Those are really good to check out. I watched all those yesterday.
Well, given that the only one of the Guardians that actually talks is Star-Lord in the trailer, that's...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. I'd forgotten that the guy playing Drax is an actual wrestler, and apparently he's taking a lot of ownership of that character. His quote is, "I feel like Drax is mine." So, I'm like, okay. So, but yeah, I'm looking forward to it because that was one of my favorite books. When they redid that, I still got trades of that I haven't read because, like I said, I was trying to get all the Warrior King stuff together before I read it. So,
it does look fun. That's what the movie should be.
Oh, well, yeah. See, that's perfect. They know how to do it, man.
Now, the only place I know that what the guy is playing Star-Lord from is from...
I've never seen it.
Parks and Rec.
Oh, is that where he was at? I have no clue as to who that guy was.
Yeah, he's from Parks and Rec, and he plays like a big, schlubby, doofy dude.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because he's kind of a big, schlubby, doofy dude-looking guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's and they've got Vin Diesel as the voice of Groot and Amy Pond as Gamora.
No.
Oh,
it's Gamora. Yeah. You're right, Gamora. I'm getting it. No.
No.
It's not Gamora. The chick that played Uhura on Star Trek is her.
Donna.
Amy Pond plays Nebula, and you see her in that trailer as the chick that Gamora's fighting.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, she's bald. She went bald for it.
Yeah.
Poor thing. Well,
that is correct. That's it. Yeah, I thought it was that way too. So,
my bad. Sorry. I'm. No. While I've watched it, I've not paint. I'm like, I'm just
cool
fan
guys.
Again, my thing when I was asking about how they're going to tie it into the bigger Marvel universe is how do they make it appeal to the non-comic book people? I mean, it looks cool. It looks like it's going to be popcorn movie totally, and it's in August, so it's not really going to compete against anything. Because everything will be in May and June, the other big stuff. Including Captain America, but it's it needs some way to say, hey, if you are a fan of the Avengers movies, you need to watch this movie, and I'll be curious how they make that tie, especially in the promotional material.
Mm-hmm.
Because this trailer, while it's cool, has zero way of, other than that little Marvel flippy comic book flippy thing they do during the introduction,
mm-hmm.
to make it a Marvel Universe movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll find a way for sure.
Yeah.
But I'm curious to see what it's going to be, because I don't know that this is going to have
a
lot of tie to the...
From what I understood... Or
maybe it will.
Well, you know, Peter Quill's is half-human. He's from Earth. There's one thing.
Right.
From what I read... When they first announced this, I don't know how many years ago, before Avengers even came out, that it was going to tie in directly into Avengers 2.
That's true, too. It'll probably lead in. And
I think Thanos is the tying factor there. Because he was behind the invasion of Earth in Avengers. That's what they led to.
Well, and here we go. Here's the premise of the movie. In the far reaches of space, an American pilot named Peter Quill finds himself the object of a manhunt after stealing an orb coveted by the villainous Ronin. In order to evade Ronan, Quill is forced into an uneasy truce with a group of misfits, including Gamora, Drax, Rocket, and Groot. Mm-hmm. But when Quill discovers the true power of the orb and the menace it poses to the cosmos, he must rally his ragtag rivals for a last desperate stand with the galaxy's fate in the balance.
Mm. So is that little orb thing going to be like an infinity gem?
I think it is.
Okay.
So that would make three, I think, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, cast Chris Pratt is the actor playing Star-Lord. Zoe Saldana, yeah. Dave Bautista is Drax, and Vin Diesel is Groot, of course, and Brad Cooper is playing, doing the voice of Rocket.
Right. Okay,
Glenn Close is in it.
What? Get out!
She will not be ignored.
Yep. Lord, I certainly wish she would be. I don't really care.
What? Stop that.
I don't like her. I'm sorry. I just saw something about her. I don't know what to tell you.
She's going to cook up some bunny.
Yeah, that was it. Maybe that was it. She killed my bunny. Oh, yeah. I forgot. Okay, here's the rest of the cast. So it's Landon Lee Pace is Ronan the Accuser. Never heard of him. Benicio. What?
Pushing Daisies.
I never watched that show.
Oh, really?
That's why it got canceled. Because of you.
Yeah. Yeah, Lee Pace. Yeah, okay. I see him now. Yeah, he's going to play...
dude that makes pies throughout space.
Ronan the Accuser.
Don't let him touch you.
Benicio del Toro is the Collecta. Digimon Honshu is Korath the Pursuer. You saw him in the trailer. Michael Rooker is playing Yondu, which is an interesting cast. John C. Reilly is Roman Day. We talked about her. Laura Haddock is Meredith Quill. Glenn Close, Commander Rail. She's playing a Nova Corps commander.
Which is what John C. Reilly was in the trailer as well. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, exactly. Peter Cervantes is a Nova Corps officer. I think he was in the trailer. Yeah.
Was Yondu one of the original Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yes, he was.
No, he was... Hold on.
Are you sure about that now?
Hold on.
He was
the dude with the arrows and stuff?
Yeah, he was in the 1969 team, according to this. But
the original members, were of course Vance Astro, Martin X, mm-hmm. Charlie 27, and Yondu.
Yes.
When they redid it
in the 80s, they were part of it and added the new characters.
Yeah, and they later added Starhawk and Nikki. Those were Gerber creations.
Yeah.
And then when they rebooted it later, they added Talon, Replica, and Yellowjacket.
Really? I missed that one.
That was the Jim Valentino version.
Oh, yeah. I think that's the one I got the trade of.
And that was the Yellow Jacket, the one with the female Yellow Jacket.
Oh, that one. Okay. Gotcha.
The Latina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got the first trade. I need to get the second one because I loved that series. It was really good. The way they did all the history, you know, and they Wonder Man showed up, the Vision showed up, Vance got... Captain America's shield, and it was good stuff.
I think it's great. I mean, Marvel, I don't know if I necessarily like the meme that's going around with the picture of Wonder Woman and the picture of Rocket Raccoon saying that we can do a movie with a woman, but
the world isn't ready for a Wonder Woman movie. That's what a DC exec had said.
But it's not quite fair because Rocket Raccoon is not the star of this movie. He's a supporting character.
Exactly.
And she's going to be a supporting character in the Superman Batman movie, so it's a start.
And it seems to be getting, I mean, there's rumors of Nightwing. They already cast a Wonder Woman. I'm trying to think. There's rumors of a Cyborg and Nightwing at this point. I just heard the Cyborg thing today. I just can't find the article for some reason. Mm-hmm. So I think it's like it looks like they're trying to shove the Justice League together in this thing.
Well, they've got 2 years to do it at this point. So.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, they bumped it up to 2016.
Because they're pussies.
Well, it's going to come out. They're having to come out, I think, if the same weekend as Avengers 2 is supposed to, I think. Or did they do it to get away from that? I forget.
To get away from.
Yeah, well, I think they're moving away from it, which is a good choice.
I think so, too. It'll get buried. They don't have the momentum that Marvel does in that case. Speaking of this, let's see. Let's go on to other TV news and
wait,
such.
Segue? No way.
Yeah, a segue. They got some casting. We got casting news for different various things. Let me find the start of my articles that I have pulled up here.
Can I? I'm gonna interrupt you because I just want real quick.
There
was also Captain America news, spoiler news that came out.
Oh, I'd missed that.
Regarding the villain in Winter Soldier, that in the toy line, I think it was the toy line they talked about the character that Robert Redford is going to be playing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. I heard he was in it.
Yeah, that it's going to turn out that, again, spoiler. He's going to turn out to actually be the Red Skull.
Oh, sweet.
And that was, again, the toy line people blew that particular plot point.
Bastards.
But it's not the first time that the toys no. of a tie-in have tie-in toys have blown a plot point for movies. So.
Yeah. Well, and it's a toy line. They made it one of the ones I remembered didn't actually blow a plot, but they cut the scene from the film. But they still made the toy. And the comic book has it in it, too. The comic book adaption. It was Star Trek Generations. At the beginning of the film, before they go on the Enterprise B to christen it, Kirk does one of those in space, you know, parachute jumps. And they produced a toy, and it was in the comic adaption, but they didn't show it in the film. I cut it out completely. Pardon me, I'm eating cinnamon roll.
Lucas used to do that when he would put out all the Star Wars toys of characters that either, you know, pass through the frame, you know, one single frame of film, or perhaps didn't even make the cut into the final cut, but there's still 700 action figures.
Oh, right? Yeah, I know. I used to collect all that crap.
I had them all.
I did too. Okay, well, so what's first? We go to TV or stick with movie news right now? Let's go movie. Marvel movie news. We're talking about Marvel's momentum. And somewhere along the line, they decided to do a Fantastic Four movie reboot, which I think was probably a good idea because the second one, the Silver Surfer one, wasn't all that great.
That's not like the first one was.
Well, it was better. It was better than the second one, but that's not saying a damn thing.
I never saw it.
Don't waste your time.
Okay.
I think the coolest thing of it was the Fantastic Car was a Dodge, and that's pretty much it. The rest of it was crap. Let's see. Over on the Beat, I found one of the articles. I'll see. I need to send it to you guys. But they have the cast of the Fantastic Four reboot has been announced. And this caused a slight breaking of the internet because
sorry.
No, that's cool. I like that. That was good. That's a good touch. Okay, so let's go. And I like how they start this article. The Great Sundering, aka Fox Marvel movie line, has announced the cast of their Fantastic Four reboot. Directed by Josh Trank and scheduled for June 2015. They are Miles Teller from Whiplash. It's Reed Richards. He looks like he's 12.
It does look like a young cast.
Kate Mara from House of Cards. Her.
She looks like she's 80.
Yeah, that's not a very good picture of her.
Also, she's not blonde.
Cars.
Huh? Is she? No, I haven't watched that yet. I need to.
She stopped the subway with her face. It was really cool.
I bet she did.
Now, this is the thing that freaked everybody out. Johnny Storm was cast as Michael B. Jordan, who is black. And that's caused everybody, which, you know, Johnny and Sue Storm are both supposed to be brother and sister, so it'd be interesting how they explain that. I guess maybe Foster, I don't know. We talked about that earlier in the pre-show. They have each kid, you know, have one black parent, one white parent. I guess that could work. And then they got, let's see, he's from Fruitvale Station. I never heard of that. But anyway, Billy Elliot will play the Thing. THR, unconventional casting about, after initial tests failed to produce candidate execs could agree on. It's all CGI anyway, it says. Blah, 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 blah.
It'll have to be, because that guy's a tiny little dude.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's what we got there. There's a lot of talk lately about that. People making comments and other people.
And Jamie Bell, the...
Well, I think that's a joke because he's like a little kid. But then, and it says Jamie Bell has been Grimm, and then down at the bottom, after the next sentence says, yes, the Slift-like dancer Billy Elliot will play the Rockbound Thing. Oh wait, so you got one is Ben Grimm and another one is the Thing. Okay, now I'm confused. I'll need to look up on IMDb.
Well, I
missed that.
I actually find this a non-news item.
Yeah, that movie was so crappy that I don't even know if I want to, I don't know. The 1994 film was pretty bad, too. Okay, let's go back. Yes, here we go, cast. Yes, Jamie Bell is going to be Ben Grimm the Thing, it says here.
You should have cast Jamie Gunn.
Interesting.
Sounds of Lambs, anyone? Come on.
No, I'm missing that somehow.
That was the bad guy from Sounds of the Lambs.
You know how long it's been since I've watched that? A long time. Oh, I know who you're talking about.
The guy who was on Monk.
Yep.
Oh, he was a great big fat thing. Sorry.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's... Yeah, I think it's an odd item, but you know, it's probably people that are having the most problems with it, haven't read comics at all, or haven't read Fantastic Four in, you know, a long time.
No, if you look at if you take 30 seconds and go and take a look at comic book resources boards or any of those places, the majority of the posts are like, you know, whatever, who cares, but there are people who are actually like, they're having these horrible little heart attacks and strokes over this casting, and it's like, dudes, it's just a fucking movie. Over it, and they're fictional characters. They could be purple. I mean, we got a green woman in.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, she's always green in the comic books too, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
In matter of fact, Mike Wellman, the guy we had him on, you know, about a year or so ago. He's the shop owner of that
comic
in California. He was talking about he had a customer in his store who, like, just was going completely ape nuts over not just this casting, but other things that were going on in terms of casting. Mm-hmm. It's like, just chill. This stuff hasn't even come out yet, and you're already freaking out. It's not worth it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Just be glad that there's a comic book movie every month.
Yeah, it seems like it now. There, it's the big thing, that's for sure.
You know, as well as we got, you know, two superhero shows currently on TV with another, you know, two or three in production.
Yeah, Flash is coming along pretty good. I'm way behind in Arrow Season 2, but speaking of that, they just renewed it.
Gotham, they got Flash, Gotham, Constantine. I mean, we'll talk about those in a moment, but, you know, and Marvel's got, you know, not necessarily a hit, but at least a show that's going to get renewed with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, chill, be happy.
Yeah.
Or be mad. You know, there's all these people like, you know, stay out of our little clique of the world or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, speaking of TV stuff, Arrow was renewed for a third season, which is a good thing. Because it every episode I watch, it gets better, it seems like. The first season was, I don't know, it was a little weird. The Constantine thing's going on a little bit further along, because they've cast Assassin's Creed 4 actor, which is a computer game for those that might not know that, as Constantine. Welsh actor Matt Ryan, whose credits include Criminal Minds, Suspect Behavior, and Edward Kenway in Assassin's Creed 4. Okay, so I don't know what else he's been in, but yeah, he kind of, the picture they got him on this one page I got, definitely looks like it. Let me share that with y'all. As soon as I can figure out what the hell I'm doing here. Okay. That's not the right one, of course. Here it is. So, yeah. We got that. You've got... They have cast... they finally cast James Gordon. And it is going to be Ben McKenzie. Recently from Southland, one of my favorite shows of all time, that I helped get back on the air. Well, I like to throw that in there. You know.
Pushing Daisies. Show put on the air. Lovely.
What now?
What did you say?
Pushing Daisies canceled. You're getting another cop show put on the air. Lovely.
This is a good cop show.
Pushing Daisies was canceled 10 years ago. Get over it.
Yes.
10 years, please.
Anyway, he's going to be playing...
What year was Pushing Daisies? Come on.
It was... How long has Glee been on the air? 4 years? So it was canceled 4 years ago.
What does one have to do with the other?
Because Kristen Chenoweth went from Pushing Daisies to Glee first season.
All right. So there you're right. You go. You're right. It was 5 years ago. But whatever.
Okay, so anyway, as I was saying, Ben McKenzie, and here on Pushing Daisies cast, it's another year since it's been canceled in 4 hours, 3 days, 3 days, 4 hours, 37 seconds, and we're
so
still in mourning.
it was a superhero show of sorts. So.
Yeah, I guess so.
It had musical numbers, too.
Yes, it did.
And it was colorful. Oh, it was
exactly
so
why I didn't watch it, I'm sure.
Oh, no, the musical numbers were awesome. Kristen Chenoweth
so
is
funny. Funny.
Oh, yeah, wow. Oh, I just seen a couple others. I missed them. They've cast Bullock as well in Gotham.
Yeah, it's, what's his name? Oh, don't tell me. He was on that, Yeah, tell me. Yeah.
Well, I'll get there. The one that I was really shocked at, that they just announced yesterday, that Jada Pinkett Smith is going to be in it, and she's going to play a new character called Fish Mooney, who acts as a nightclub owner and the ruthless boss of the future Penguin Oswald Cobblepot, which they've cast that one as well.
Fish Mooney?
Yeah, I know. That's a great name for a female, isn't it? I'm saying that's just wrong. Okay, next up on that, Harvey Bullock is Donald Logue, which that name might not sound familiar to you, but he's been in Sons of Anarchy. He was in the second season of Life, which was a really good show that should have continued. All those people are in different shows now. Let's see. They've also have a penguin, Oswald Cobblepot, is going to be played by Robin Lord Taylor. Captain Essen, which would be played by Sabrina Guerrera. Aaron Richards cast as Barbara Keene, Gordon's future wife. And finally, Sean Pertwee is Alfred, Bruce Wayne's butler and guardian, because it's going to show Bruce at age 11 or 12. Interesting.
It is. They're going to hire some kid, and he's probably going to age really quickly.
Well, yeah, they probably will.
They'll film quickly like they do with Walking Dead, because that kid, they're keeping up with that kid, unlike on Lost, where that
the little black where they kid. Had to write him out.
Yes, because all of a sudden he got really tall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, oh man, don't get me started on the show. I'd like to watch it all together-ish instead, because it was so choppy when it was on, but anyway. Let's see, James going to record that. They have cast Iris West in the Flash TV show. It's going to be, what's her name? Candace Patton. 25-year-old Candace Patton. Going to be Alan's fast-acting, quick-witted best friend.
Best friend for like half a season.
Well, yeah, probably.
And then they'll be.
And let's see. They're adding a quote-unquote West to the cast. Detective with a heck of a last name for DC Comics fans has been set for. Jesse L. Martin of Law & Order fame has been cast as a series pilot as Detective West, who acts as surrogate father to Barry Allen, kind of like they did when they redid his Barry's parents were killed and, you know, the Flashpoint and all that stuff.
So there's a race switch as well. Because
exactly.
If it's the West family...
Mm-hmm. Well, the West, Iris West is black as well, so that goes all with it. So, and later, I don't know if we talked about this on the, but they cast John Wesley Stipp, the first person to play the Flash on TV, as a quote unquote mystery role, and I think we talked either on the website or on the pre-show or actually on the show what that mystery role would be. And a lot of thinking he's going to be Barry's dad, who's in prison for killing his Barry's mother, which we know that's not what happened. If you watched Arrow, I finally got that episode, and they talk. He talks about it, what happened to him, and you know he's looking for his mother's killer, pretty much. So
yeah, I don't love that twist.
No, I don't either. I don't either. They did that for Flashpoint, and I didn't like that.
Well, they did it even before Flashpoint. They did it as soon as Geoff Johns got his hands back on the character. He was axing off Barry's relatives.
Well, and I don't know. So I guess they felt like he didn't have a good enough motivation, because everybody's all heroes got to have something like that happen to them. That's why they're a hero, and that's one of the reasons why I liked Barry Allen. He was a hero because that's just what you do. He was a cop already, or a police scientist.
Yeah. Either way,
I think
it's funny they're doing all these big casting notices and stuff, and the show hasn't been picked up yet. Like it's still, they're doing a pilot, but I don't think that's a go. Like that doesn't mean it's moving ahead yet or anything. Like I would love to see a Flash show, and I hope the pilot is picked up and is successful. But
Well, they've already made a statement that the Flash character is going to survive, even if the show doesn't. So it's like it'll be an Arrow, I guess. I saw that somewhere, which that's not a good sign if you ask me.
they've announced. I mean, it's basically an ensemble show. I mean, they've got a Killer Frost in there. They've got a Vibe.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I do like the characters that they're bringing in. Mm-hmm. I like that Vibe's going to be a part of it. I like that Killer Frost or whatever Caitlin, whatever her name is. Like, I think that's cool. I like that they're mixing the characters. It's not strictly the Flash rogues. It's a neat mix of characters. I hope it gets picked up. I hope it runs.
I would like to see good. it would be very cool, and it'd be great for the show if they did have it like you were saying, Chris. Be it, you know, even that there be ties between the shows. I would like to see the three shows between Gotham, Flash, and Arrow all tie together. If not, if I don't mean directly, I don't mean like there's going to be constant crossovers.
I think Flash and Arrow is going to. Because, I mean, it's already well established that Felicity character and Barry are, you know, kind of have a thing for each other.
Okay, well.
I don't know how if you're behind, because
I'm way behind on Arrow. I'm like,
Well, spoilers then, but they actually show the accident that makes him the Flash in Arrow.
Is it the same actor?
Yeah, it's the same actor.
Okay.
And at first, because when they planned at first that there was going to be a backdoor pilot in Arrow, and that's why they did that. So there was an episode, the next episode of Arrow, that she's gone out of town because she's at his bedside. He's in a coma. Barry's in a coma.
Barry's in a coma, I know.
Yeah, and it becomes a, you know, big plot point because, you know, he starts getting jealous and all that stuff. But I think that's about as far as it's gone. In the last episode I watched, he hasn't come out of the coma yet.
I think it would be highly, highly smart for them to make them part of the same universe.
Well, yeah, they're actually doing that. I don't know about Gotham.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They should tie Gotham in, and you know, and if they were really, really smart, they would have the movies at least touch like they do with S.H.I.E.L.D. You know,
they should.
They're gonna have Sif on.
Yes, I'm looking forward
S.H.I.E.L.D.
to it.
They mentioned the destruction of parts of London in an episode of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, that took place directly after the Thor movie.
Yeah, and they've referenced New York plenty of times in S.H.I.E.L.D. So.
Yeah, and kind of along with what I was saying, the original plan was to have a backdoor pilot for the Flash, but it's going to get its own pilot now.
I love that term, backdoor pilot.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this is the December 4th and 11th episodes. Grant Gustin is the actor's name. He was the one who became the Flash. He wrote those episodes. They're going to have him. He was partial.
The actor did? Or do you say Jeff Johns?
Jeff Johns was just
credited
as a writer.
So I thought you said, I thought you meant the actor as well. So.
Yeah, no, that's fine. So yeah, that's kind of a good thing. So they're actually going to do full court press on it. And the fact that they're announcing all these additions to the cast is good.
But Murray, you're right. It's getting a pilot is not the same as getting a series. And we may be seeing a backlash, you know, too much at once.
Yeah, we'll see. Like I want it to do well.
Okay.
Therefore, it will do well.
So okay, real quick. Speaking of Arrow, goes into that. They're going to have a Suicide Squad assembled on Arrow next month. And fully assembled team, they've already showed some of them. The Bronze Tiger, which in a couple of episodes, as muscle for bad guy. Deadshot, of course, has been in several. I finally saw the one where he was in a Russian prison and Diggle helped him get out. Spoiler, sorry. Sorry there. And they've shown Amanda Waller, and she's even skinnier here than in the New 52. And there was a guy called Shrapnel, which he was just a nut burger, but apparently he's going to be one of them. And shows Diggle's friend from Argus in this little deal too, but I guess the initial squad is going to be those three with Amanda. I don't know if she's going to be involved or not, but anyway, that should be interesting. What else? This was a shocker I heard just this morning. NBC announced during their Olympics coverage tonight that somewhat surprising return of Heroes from the 10 Crane-created series that ran from 2006
to 2010,
yeah. Heroes Reborn, billed as an event miniseries, will run 13 episodes. Helmed by King, details on the storyline were not revealed. So that's interesting. I stopped watching it. Prior to the show's return, NBC will launch a digital series which will introduce the characters and new storylines. That show got really bad, and I quit watching it. I'd like to probably like to watch all through it again and see how bad it got, but it jumped the shark big time in second season.
I don't think I made it through the second season, but
no, I didn't either. I stopped. So
I think things picked up towards the end. Maybe I don't know.
They just totally blew chunks. Second season, it was just
so they're bringing back 24 and they're bringing back Heroes.
Yeah, right? Well, they're running out of ideas, and it's like, okay, well, let's just rehash shit that's new. And you know,
yeah,
that almost
makes what they should be bringing back. What? Pushing Daisies.
Oh, well, maybe you should call them up and say, look, this was a good show, man.
Yes, me and Brian, what's his name? We're like that. We're so close.
Of course.
Do some webisodes.
Yeah, that's it.
How's this coming back? My golly gee whiz.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about that since it just got so crappy.
Maybe they'll finally kill the cheerleader.
They will have to, because she's on a new show.
She's on Nashville.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. They don't know who the cast is going to be because they haven't got everybody back yet, apparently.
It says you're supposed to air in May. I mean, we're talking...
Yeah, I know. Well, they're going to have new characters. Yeah, I know. It's weird.
Next May, though. 2015.
Oh, okay. Well, then they got
time.
Yeah.
They got 60 weeks. Okay, fine. Whatever.
So,
It's weeks.
Wow. Have we done an hour already? Goodness.
And look, Snooki's pregnant.
Again?
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, that's the one of the signs of the decline of Western civilization right there.
Don't know who Snooki is. That's how bad I am.
You don't know who Snooki is?
I don't know who Snooki is.
That's from that
MTV. Jersey Shore.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Jersey Shore.
Okay, no wonder I don't know. Okay, great, cool. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome me.
Yeah, Blink is going to be in the X-Men Days of Future Past. Saw a trailer for that when I went and watched Monuments Men this weekend.
And she's going to be Latina. No, she's going to be Asian. No, she's going to be white.
No, she's like pale white, like almost albino. So.
Oh, she's supposed to be black.
Blink?
Yes.
I thought she was pink.
No, she's Bishop's sister. So
is she? Bishop's in it. I didn't know she was Bishop's sister.
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
No, you're fine. You're not damned. It's all good.
Okay. Well, I don't know about that. I think I am, but, you know, that's a whole nother story. Anyway, I think that's about all of it.
And speaking of damned comic book characters, Amazing X-Men number 4 was damn good. So.
Oh, I missed that was out. I need to get that.
That's set in hell. That was my segue. See, because that's it.
I didn't know that was out. That's one I actually been buying because I love Nightcrawler and all of that jazz and stuff.
Ed McGuinness lights it on fire in that issue.
Does he? Okay. Well, I'm gonna have to get that here in shortly. So what else do we have? Whoa! I finally put one too many things on the stack of trade paperbacks. They just all come tumbling down.
Ooh, that's the sign that you're supposed to read one.
Yeah.
Everyone is open up is the one you're supposed to read. And you have to read it from that point on.
Oh, really? I didn't realize there was a game involved.
That's a rule.
Okay. Well, I'll have to do that then.
Or in fact, you will be damned if you don't do that.
Okay. All right. Duly noted.
So which one's on top?
Actually, it was the stuff on top of the trades that fell, not the actual trades. So, that's sad. I just need to get
sandwich plates.
Yeah, I need to get the second bookshelf built. It's become a place to stack things on at this point, the box that it's in. So well, anyway.
As noted when we covered this a few weeks ago, the other media comic book stuff is, some of it looks incredibly cool, some of it I personally don't have an opinion on just yet, but none of it do I have a negative opinion of.
No. Nope, it's all good from what I'm seeing. So.
Beauty.
Yep, that's what I'm thinking.
And, I mean, I did, yeah.
What?
No, they're going to take all my money.
Yeah, well, you know.
It's for a good cause.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Sorry.
All right. Well, that's it for this week, boys and girls. As usual, let us know what you think at podcast@tellsfromthebombbox.com or join us on Facebook and join the conversation. I just approved a new member just a minute ago.
What?
Yes, I did. I've never heard of the guy, so, you know, just now invited him. Let him in. We're at 114 members, people. We're bursting at the seams. So what was I saying? Oh yeah, Facebook. Then next we are. Oh yeah, actual episodes. There you go. I'm all scatterbrained today.
Rookie.
Yeah, I know. And yeah, actual episodes. And that's it for this week. That's it.
See you next week.
See you next week. And we're out.